Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad. Super bad.
We're going to put our phone topic aside today to speak to a headliner. In fact, they call him the godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite, and the hardest working man in showbiz. But very soon, he may be known as the defendant. Grammy-winning soul singer James Brown is about to embark on a South American tour, but it's this tour that prompted his latest brush with the law. Brown says that he and his wife had an argument because she wasn't going on the tour with him. Adrian Brown and South Carolina police say that in the argument, it resulted, as a matter of fact, in Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car that she was in. These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Something wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about the music.
You want to talk about music, and you don't want to talk about what happened.
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, señor Caramucci. No, Dankeschön. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm not going to leave.
We have to talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's got a brand new bag, living in America. Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
Now, I understand that you have already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
Yes, I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
look good. I smell good. I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are. Now, you're involved in publishing a gospel magazine. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Second Coming. It's out of Augusta, Georgia's ankle. Joseph P. Young is the editor, and James Brown is one of the advisors. And we're doing a fantastic job. The Second Coming. It features, on this week, I think we have the Pope and I believe the Williams brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we'll have Reverend Al Sharpton, I think, on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we'll get Brother Ted Turner on the cover. Ted, where you at?
James, we want to thank you for being with us today.
Wait
and
a
giving
minute,
us an
I just
opportunity.
Got here.
Oh, is there something more you want to say that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I want to say a lot of things.
Okay, go
ahead.
I love
you. I love America. I love everybody.
Well,
I feel good.
It sounds to me as though you're not troubled by any of this at all.
This is a man's world.
Thanks for reminding us of that. Every once in a while, we forget.
Get up on
it. We've remembered again. James, good luck on your tour. Thanks for being with us. I guess we're going to hear lots more.
Hasta luego.
Okay, hasta luego to you, too. Bye now. Thank you for being with us today. One of the nice things about this program is... We're flexible. We kind of go with the flow of what's happening at the moment. Hope you will too, but stay safe, won't you? Look both ways. We'll look for you again tomorrow. Goodbye now.